Kahu Ura by Marama Rangiaho Katsipa. In 2012, there was an exhibition of Māori kuruwai, cloaks, at Te Papa Tongarewa. Marama Rangiaho Katsipa wrote about her visit to the exhibition.
Dad took me to Te Papa to look at the Kahu Ura exhibition. Kahu Ura means living cloaks. I've been to Te Papa lots of times, but this time, Dad said we were going to see something that was special to our whānau. We made our way upstairs into the house of weaving, Te Whare Pōra. Near the door, we saw a karakia on the wall. My nan told me that we say a prayer to thank the atua, guardian, for the harakeke, flax, when we weave. Dad reminded me to respect the weaving that people had done. We began to look at the korowai. They were all in glass cases, so we couldn't touch them. There were lots of them. Little ones and big ones. Old ones and new ones. There was even one made from kiwi feathers, which looked soft and cuddly like my teddies at home. Dad helped me read the information about the korowai. They came from lots of different iwi. Dad said some of the korowai were handed down through whānau and helped to connect our kuia and koro to us today. I really wanted to know what was special to our whānau, but Dad kept saying, "You'll see." I walked around looking for the special thing. I was sure it must be one of the korowai. Then I saw it. A feather cloak called kahu huruhuru, which came from my iwi, Ngai Tūhoi. I looked over to Dad. He was smiling at me. I knew that this was the special thing. It was special to our whānau because it came from home, from our iwi. Dad said the korowai was over 100 years old, but it still looked new. It belonged to Marewa I Te Rangi. She died when she was a very young girl. We read all the information about kahu huruhuru. It was made from muka and thousands of feathers from kereru, tūri and kāka. They must have had heaps of birds to make that korowai.
Muka. Muka is the strong flax fibre inside the green harakeke leaves. The green part is scraped off with a sharp shell. Then the white muka is washed and made soft for weaving. It can be rolled between the hands or beaten with a patumuka, flax pounder, to make it soft.
We saw lots of tools that were used for sewing on the feathers and for making the patterns on the korowai. I liked the needles made from bone. They came in lots of funny shapes. One was really long, like a ruler, and some were curved. Some were really small, like the needles Mum uses to sew on our buttons. We looked around for ages. I wanted to stay even longer, but Dad said it was time to go. So I went to have one more look at kahu huruhuru before we left.
Karakia. Raranga, raranga, takutaka pau. Ka puke e te wai, hei moinga mō aku rei. Weave, weave, weave my mat, softened by water as a bed for my children. By Hine Te Iwi Iwa, guardian of weaving.
This was one of my best visits to Te Papa. On the way out, we washed our hands because the place where people weave is tapu. On the way home, Dad asked me which korowai I liked the best. I said that it was the one that belonged to Marewa Iterangi. When I went to bed that night, I thought about the kahuhuruhuru and how Marewa Iterangi would have worn it. She was about the same age as me. She was lucky to have such a beautiful korowai made for her. Now I know what Dad meant about things that connect our whānau from long ago to me. That really was special. I wonder if I will ever get to wear a korowai.